If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
What up?
You may have noticed an increase in articles, videos, and posts recently talking about the health risks of inadequate sleep. Well, if you've been listening to this show, you know that Legacy Sports Nutrition has been telling you guys that for years. Do you want less belly fat? More testosterone? More energy? Better mood? There's one hack that doesn't require a change in diet or more exercise. Improve your sleep with Recovery PM. My favorite product from Legacy Sports Nutrition, Joe's too. Take two Recovery PM about an hour before bed and feel the difference in the quality of sleep you get, and after a couple of weeks, you'll notice how everything else is improving. Recovery PM is a top-selling product at LegacySubs.com, and that's because over 80% of the people that buy it once come back for more. That's not marketing, that's results. So Joe's been using it, feels great. He's at a party right now. So Joe gets so much sleep, good sleep. He's able to go out to parties, surprise birthday parties on Friday nights.
Right, and I show up on the show, yeah.
Right. So try it now. You won't regret it. Go to LegacySupps.com. That's LegacySupps.com or RecoveryPM.com. That's RecoveryPM.com. And use code K100 for an extra 10% off your order. And of course, using code K100 supports this show too. Level up your life with RecoveryPM now from Legacy Sports Nutrition, our boy Nick Aldis.
And I don't use the all-in-one, but I'm going to. I use the nighttime fat burner, which has done, which has been very effective. Check out for fat burning, for muscle gain, for anything that you can imagine. They have Legacy Subs for men and Legacy Subs for women. Check that out at LegacySubs.com. Boom.
Next is from Richard Haig, and the subject is WWF versus WCW rings. Hello, K100 crew. Greetings and love from Santa Barbara. First question I've ever asked is actually a follow-up question about the types of rings in wrestling. You recently asked about the types of rings you wrestled in. I was going to ask the exact same question, but something was left out. Even as a kid, I could tell there was a difference between WCW and WWF rings, and to me at the time, it sounded like WCW rings sounded harder to land on than WWF rings. But from learning from multiple interviews, WWF rings were much worse to bump than the WCW rings. Could anyone explain as to what made them sound different, how differently it felt taking a bump between the two rings? Number one, the WWE ring was bigger, was wider, like just like more area, and the ring was harder, slightly harder. Ours had more bounce. But their ring was slightly harder than ours. So you going to get the comment about that, Conan?
I really didn't see any difference in either ring, but I was young and not hurt. You know, you feel that more when you're, like, hurt or older, I think. And what was the other question in there? There was, like, two maybe?
Just about right. Why do they sound different? It's like because one is more of, you know.
Yeah, more padding and the springs underneath.
Yeah. What about the difference in ring ropes where WCW used the cables and WWE supposedly used rope? Did that guys ever affect you when you got into different rings between using cable versus using rope? Especially Conan.
They all have
the top rope a lot and stuff.
Every rope is cable.
WWE's too?
Yeah.
Cable
surrounded by hose. Yeah.
Okay.
Next is from Ben, the subject is grandkids. What's up, Disco? Like you, I'm an only child. I'm married with no kids. My mother is bummed that I'm not going to provide her with grandkids. How do you deal with the guilt of not making your Italian mother a grandmother? I don't know. Just like none of us have kids. All three of us don't have kids. Huh. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. The fact I traveled for so much of my life was I didn't think about having kids because I wouldn't have been able to raise them, you know? So I don't know. Next is from Luke Smith, and the subject is boxing follow-up. Hey, boys, just following up your thoughts on the Tim Zoo Tony Harrison fight. If you already discussed in the show, the disregard. He's now down to fight Charlo in Las Vegas to make all the belts undisputed in July. Does he stand a chance in that fight? Before Harrison, I wasn't sure he was at that level, but the way Zoo viciously dismantled him in that fight was pretty impressive. P.S. I had Joe Feeney hugely level heat with Conan for spoiling the finish to him before he got to watch a fight.
Ooh.
Sorry again, K-Dog.
Oh, no.
Wow. Yeah, I do remember that. So this guy, the day of the fight, like maybe 2 hours afterwards, and I had recorded it. And part of the fun of recording it is you don't know the finish. You know, sometimes I'll record stuff and I have to travel and I'll make sure I don't read anything or see anything that where the final score might be. And this guy's like, oh, yeah, Sue won. What do you think of that fight? I was like, dude, I haven't even seen it yet. But anyways, did you see that fight against Harrison?
I heard it looked good.
Yeah, it was good, man. Sue's a little warrior, and plus I liked his dad was great.
Yeah.
But I think that
Costa Zoo, what a great name, huh?
Yeah, Costa Zoo. And that's the guy's name, Tony Harrison.
Right.
If you remember, Tony Harrison has already beaten Jermell Charlo, but then Charlo went and he beat him. I don't know, bro. I kind of like Zoo here. I liked what I saw.
Right. So next is from
you got somebody in that fight, Charlo or Zoo, Disco? Or follow them.
Well, yeah, I gotta look at it first. So I haven't thought about it yet.
I think the odds have Charlo winning.
Yeah. Next is from Michael Kohutek, and the subject is loudest booze you've ever experienced. The reaction to Jey Uso turn on Sammy got me wondering what the loudest booze you ever heard in person were. Whether it was directed at you or someone else in wrestling or a sporting event that you had attended. Mine would be a tie between A-Rod's first game back from his PD suspension against the Rays at Tropicana Field and Roman Reigns opening the Raw after WrestleMania then after beating The Undertaker at WrestleMania, which was at the Amway Center. Seems all too rare to have all the fans on the same page at the same time. Thanks as always. The Roman after WrestleMania for sure. But I would put the first 6 to 8 weeks of the NWO and WCW up there too, because they got massive heat every time they came out. You know, would you agree with that, Conan?
Right, especially when they power bombed Eric. Remember?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And what was the other one? When Hogan joined. Remember that they were throwing shit in the ring? Yeah, all this trash epitomizes each and every one of you. That's a great line.
The loudest booze I ever saw, in wrestling, was when Roman won the Rumble in Philly. Remember how bad the crowd turned on him at that point?
Yeah.
And then JD Drew coming in to play the Phillies after he refused to be drafted here.
Next is Harry Ruiz, and the subject is AEW versus AAA. Hope you're doing great, brothers. With AAA champion Hio Del Vikingo scheduled to face Kenny Omega on Dynamite in what promises to be a match of the year contender, seems like the AEW and AAA relationship is stronger than ever. With that being said, is there a chance both companies can have a super show like AEW does with New Japan Pro Wrestling and AAA did with NWA? I could see it being a huge success if held in Mexico, Monterey, LA, or a border city. P.S. Well, I don't like Billy, I don't understand those that write in or tweet to complain about him. I'm a K100 Day 1 listener and Day 100 K100 Patreon subscriber and listen every week because of Conan, Disco, and Joe, no matter who the guests are. Harry Ruiz.
Thank you.
Harry did a hockey game recently, too, supposedly.
Really?
I'd like to see if I get some sound clips from that, yeah.
Yeah, Harry, Harry, besides being Patreon, he also came to my one-night thing that I did in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a friend of the show. Good guy.
So let me answer that question.
That's interesting to me that the AAA champion is going to come in to face Omega on an AEW program. That could lend itself to some booking peccadilloes, wouldn't it?
Like what?
Yeah.
Well, you don't want your champion to lose to Omega on their television.
But was there a question besides yours? I'll answer them both.
It seems like AAA or strong. The really. Is there a chance to have a super show with AAA did with NWA, the
Forbidden Door with AAA kind of thing?
Yeah, that's something that, you know, I've already inquired about, and I need to keep, you know, talking with Tony about that, but hopefully we can in the future.
Okay, next is from
And what was the question you had, Joe?
Just if it's how difficult it would be in kind of making a plan and finish to this match that would please everyone.
For his title.
Yeah.
That's number one. And number two, well, I can't tell number two, but you'll see.
Well, yeah. Right. Yeah.
There's a reason for this.
Mm-hmm.
Next is from Dale Fortunio, and the subject is Four Pillars or Four Seasons. What's up, gang? So I'm watching Dynamite with the comical bar mitzvah for my fellow Long Islander. Darby, Sammy, and Jungle Boy enter the ring and have this over-the-top dramatic and symbolic stare-off. I'm listening to each of them claim their stake at who is next. My question is this. How can anyone in the back not realize that this right here is a year's worth of TV in just one opening segment? I know you guys don't like booking ideas, but wouldn't you transition into Jungle Boy being a contender since he literally just buried his last feud with Christian? Or Darby, who has been vacant? Bonus. Speaking of Christian 20 years ago, him and Jericho made great TV together. Why wouldn't AEW use both of them together to create more great TV? My head hurts. Thanks, guys. I don't see how that was a whole year of television, one segment. I just thought it was... I don't know. I think this guy's reading into that. MJF is fighting all the small guys. Like the four pillars, they're all four undersized guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of weird that they consider those pillars.
At the end of the day, pillars isn't based on height, but fact. They were four pillars of the company. I mean, I don't know if they were the four pillars, because if I had to guess, I would say Kenny, the Young Bucks, Chris Jericho, and Cody Rhodes.
Right. They're the four main guys as far as guys coming up.
That's what I would think.
Homegrown, right? If you will.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what they were the pillars of, maybe holding up a chair together or something.
Pillars in the future or something? I don't know.
But yeah, I'd love to see Christian and Jericho do something, whether they just face off.
Yeah, that would be great.
What, you know?
So Conan.
What up?
I've been training, and I've been taking my AG1 by Athletic Greens every day. What a product. Everything you need. I used to take a lot of vitamins. Okay, I'm a pretty healthy guy. I've been very much into personal health, diet, exercise. But I had all my vitamins, and I had like 8-9 bottles of vitamins that I would take. Athletic Greens is the perfect replacement for that. It's got 75 high-quality ingredients. Like I said, everything you need. It's a comprehensive health and power of habit in one. It's great for recovery. I take mine after my workout. You can take it. There's many different ways you can take it, but taking it after the workout is perfect for me because I get my nutrition like right when I'm done working out because I do intermittent fasting. So it's like, it's perfect. It inspires me to be as great as the athletes that I'm a fan of. You know, I like to work out, and like these guys take this too. It's like AG1 is so much more than a greens powder. It's all of your key health products in one. Joe, you've been taking it too, right?
Yeah, and as you mentioned before, you can, you know, drink it in the morning, drink it later on in the day after a workout. I kind of rotate. Just depends on how I'm feeling that day, but I love having it in the morning. I did replace coffee with it, and sometimes I'll use it after I do my fight camp workout. So, but the taste is great. And you feel noticeably different. You know, sometimes later in the day, you get a little lethargic and whatnot. Just pop in your AG1 by Athletic Greens, have your drink, and or take it to the gym. You know, it works very, very well.
Yeah, you get your daily nutrients, 75 high-quality ingredients, all in one. It's a comprehensive solution, and it's what you need for your supplemental routine. The Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Conan. That's athleticgreens.com/KONAN. Check this product out. I use it every day. Joe Rogan uses them as a sponsor. You can tell this is the type of product that if you're into physical fitness and you're into personal health, you need AG1 by Athletic Greens.
Yo, and real quick, it contains chlorophyll, which carries oxygen to the blood cells. It boosts your immune system, better digestion, whole plethora of things. All three of us use it. We all swear by it.
But check that out at athleticgreens.com/Conair.
Boom.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat. Literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat. Literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a click away. Order online and pick up at your local store. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Next is from David Barnett. The subject is Hall of Fame. Hey, guys, I'm writing in regards to the Dominic Ray storyline. First of all, I want to say that Dominic has won me over big time this past year. He's one of the top reasons I tune into Raw each Monday.
Agreed.
After seeing this segment this past week in which he interrupted Ray's speech about being announced as the first Hall of Fame inductee for the class of 2023, I couldn't help but to envision another possible scenario. My question is this. Do you think it's possible that WWE would have the balls to run an angle during the actual Hall of Fame ceremony in which Dominic sabotages Ray's acceptance speech? Or do you think that would be too distasteful? If Dom were to show up and attack Ray during the introduction, the heat would be thermonuclear. Interesting. Well, Conan might... Well, this Conan's not been announced yet to induct him, so we don't know what's going on here with that.
Didn't he have a question? Or that was a question? Okay.
Well, just like, wouldn't that be cool, like, if the... Right. So. Next is from Easton Axewound, and the subject is The Undertaker's Full of Shit. Last week, The Undertaker appeared on the great Chris Van Fleet show on YouTube, and during the interview, Taker was complaining about the lack of realism in modern wrestling. I guess he wishes it was back to the reality of his day when zombies would wrestle barbarians in matches, or are we supposed to forget that shitty Undertaker versus Berserker match that ended with Undertaker being stabbed by a sword and no selling it?
Never stabbed him. He threatened to stab him. Undertaker
threatened to stab, yeah. Basically, I'm asking you, if you think that The Undertaker's being a hypocrite, P.S. guys, you gotta shut Billy down when he starts going on about Cody Rhodes. Not a Billy hater, but holy shit, it's boring when he does that. His opinion really means nothing to us.
Then why'd he listen to him?
Yeah, right. I was like, what do you want to shut him? But he has an opinion on Cody Rhodes. We disagree. Bro, that's what these people don't understand here.
Right.
You think that we bring the guy on to agree with us? We both disagreed on the Cody Rhodes.
We used to bring on Ryan Satin. And we brought on Ryan Satin because he had very convictions in what he said, and he was on the opposite side of like most of the stuff that I said, which I think is more interesting right. when we're disagreeing on topical stuff. Right. Billy claimed, and I said we would bookmark this when, a month 5 weeks ago when he said it. I said, let's bookmark this comment. You said he was going to start getting booed. Has he gotten booed?
No.
Okay, so that's. So
neither
there,
has like, Morgan turned to heel.
Right. So it's like, you know, we plant our flag. He made a statement, and he so far has been inaccurate. He's trying to get over by saying, well, look at the ticket prices for the show. They're down. It's like, yeah, because the Rock's not on it. But that doesn't mean they would have been sold with Sami Zayn in that spot. This just means like the tickets are still right.
Yeah. Billy, it's okay to be wrong. Big fucking deal.
Right. I'm not wrong once. I've been wrong once.
Right.
You know?
That's about Billy. But the other guy was saying if Taker was a hypocrite because back then they had like, you know, zombies and shit like that. Well, yeah, wrestling was different back then, just like movies and everything else. Not, you know, wrestling had, you know, wacky characters that wouldn't get over today. And who hasn't had a shitty match? I think he's right. There is a lack of realism in modern wrestling.
Right. So this is an interesting one. So Jason, do you have this clip ready, Joe?
Yeah.
Okay, from Jason Turpin, and the subject is Dutch Mantel comments on Disco. Disco, what are your thoughts on the backhanded remarks Dutch Mantel sent your way last week? After saying he liked Disco and called him entertaining, Dutch buried Disco's time in booking meetings. He insinuated Disco spent most of his time at the bar and doesn't understand how wrestling worked. I don't understand that. Like, but bro, me and Chad, you remember TNA, right? Or you know, there'd be the guys at the Angle, Nash, right. Jeff, me. To Tanae, Don West, everything. We're all at the bar after the show, right? So, right. Like, you know, here's the clip. So let me hear this clip, what he says about me. Starts at 45 seconds, Joe, right?
Yeah, I got it. We're cool.
But Gilberti, I'll say one thing about him. He wasn't boring. He came in one day and we were frustrated. I was pissed off because the creative team, it was like, why would we do this? And why would we? Well, I don't goddamn know why we would do it. I guess because we're in a business called professional wrestling, I guess. I don't know. And then Gilbert come in one day, and somebody told him, well, we're thinking about this. He said, and Dutch wants to do this. And all of a sudden, he said, well, that's stupid. Oh, my God, he caught me wrong. I wanted to snatch him up, and I like Glenn, but he has such a delivery. You want to kill him. So I said, why don't you go and sit your ass back in there and you come up with something, blah, blah, blah. And I kind of cussed him out. And he said, well, I didn't mean to piss you off. I said, and then I walked out. I mean, Glenn was, he was too much. But he did, you know, a lot of people said he wasn't over in WCW. No, he wasn't over to draw money, but he was entertaining. So when you put him out there, you don't know what he's going to do. And I kind of enjoyed his matches. I enjoyed being around him, and I still talk to him every now and then. As for matches with anything that he did outside that, I would go down there to work. So most of my time was spent with creative guys. As far as going to the bars at night and messing around, I didn't do that because I didn't drink. So, you know, you go to the bars, those guys, you might not get in to 3 o'clock in the morning. You got to get up at 8. And go back to being creative again. Hard to go from being drunk to being creative. That's a big adjustment. But I say one thing about Glenn, he wasn't boring, and I liked him. And he was funny.
Speaking of Glenn.
But that's not a burial.
Not really, yeah.
No.
Here's the thing with Dutch. Here's the thing.
I liked him. He had good matches.
The situation
talk to each other.
The situation he pointed at when he was talking about that specifically, like right. when he said he cussed me out, like I came in and like Jeff wasn't there, and he was talking about something like, you know, we have a match with so and so. I was like, well, why are they wrestling? You know, he goes, well, you know, because but bro, sometimes Jeff liked to book. It was such a crazy dynamic in that room because it was me, Jeff, Dutch, and Russo, right? And Jeff liked to book, you know, reverse engineer the matches. He would like to book the matches and kind of like lean on Vince and Dutch to come up with angles, right? To, you know, for the matches. And Vince liked to tell stories and stuff. And I was more in the, you know, Dutch and Jeff were in that kind of camp of philosophy. And me and Vince at our camp, which my thing was, is like, Dutch made this comment to me one time, is like, you know, wrestling is plagiarism. Like, everything's been done before, you know? And I'm like, well, that's kind of like not really creative, in my opinion. I think that, you know, it has been done a lot before, but like my philosophy was like, for example, you know, like when the babyface is in the ring, like Jimmy Hart would call out Jeff Jarrett. And just, you know, this is going to end up with Jeff Jarrett beating up Jimmy Hart. You know, Jimmy Hart's a babyface and Jarrett's a heel because it's been done so many times. It's like everybody knows that Jimmy Hart's going to get beat up by Jeff Jarrett. It's going to make Jimmy Hart look stupid because the fans are not dumb. They've seen this angle played out a million times, right? Well, they still like to do stuff like that. And I was like, guys, I think that's dumb because the fans know what's going to happen, right? I was always like to the outside the box, like, let's do the opposite. And it was just hard convincing Jeff and Dutch sometimes to like do the opposite of things because they were convinced like they had their thing. But Dutch is very creative, right? Very funny. Those meetings were actually funny. Like he said, like I was funny. It's like I'd come in the room and shit, you know, sometimes when these guys would all have writer's block, I'd be the one talking about silly shit, you know, throwing stuff out there. But it kind of, it just keeps your mind racing, right? You know, right. Stuff and things. So, Dutch and Vince were always frustrated with Jeff wanting to have to explain why the camera was in the shot in a backstage segment instead of just shooting it, right?
Right.
And Dutch could never convince Jeff to change his mind on that. And it's like, and so bro, you know, you're kind of handicapped when you write.
And not
like
only that, it's,
you know,
like, silly telling the camera, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm
bro,
saying?
Like, look at the bloodline
like putting
angle.
It over. Like,
look at the
bloodline.
Look at the bloodline angle. Like, do you really have to explain why there's a camera
right.
there?
And
it's
a
like,
movie, does
right,
fucking
right,
Al Pacino have to explain why there's a
not.
Movie there? It's so
and,
dumb.
And the fans have accepted.
Not dumb, but old-fashioned, maybe.
And they've accepted that. Like, the camera's just there. It's like, you know, so right. But Jeff was fighting against it. But yeah, me and Dutch got along. We'd argue. Me and Jeff, they'd argue because, like, you know, we had two different philosophies. But, like, you know, I said, I still get along with Dutch. I've been on a show. We DM and stuff. We're cool. And he's like, you know,
bro,
I wouldn't even call that a burial. I think that was a pretty honest.
Yeah, that was not a burial. And
that's an honest criticism. I'll accept everything Dutch said about me there. 100%.
Yeah, and then, you know, Dutch in Impact, when I came up with the LAX idea, mm-hmm. I was like, this may not be an easy sell to Jeff and Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
But bro, just to show you, and this is not to put myself over, that Dutch is so smart because he knows a good idea when he hears it.
Right.
This was not about racial anything.
Right.
And he was 100% behind it, you right. know, and he was helping me get all my ideas through, you know,
right.
so I
and,
do
and,
respect
and,
him for that. He's got
and
a
I,
very good mind.
I learned more from Dutch and Jeff
right.
than anybody in the business. Yeah. I didn't learn, like I said, I never learned anything from Vince. Me, Vince was just like a writer. Like he was like, you know, we have ideas for
now. You've
angles
been in the business
stuff.
A while.
But
you'd been
right.
in the business a while, and you've been in the booking meetings in WCW. What? Give me something new that you learned from Jeff that you know that you really didn't know before.
Where to put matches on the card based on how a crowd is going to be up, and then like so you know like per example he said like this is one of the things he always used to like tell me. He's like, why do you think WWE pay-per-view main events always start off hot? Okay, it's like we go like they're always the first part of the match. They're boom, boom. There's action, right? And he would always be like, you know, that's because it's like it's been late in the show. The crowd's kind of like, you know, they're tired. You got to get them back into it. You know what I'm saying? It's like so it's like just nuances like that.
Yeah, it's true because there's a pacing to the show,
right? Pacing to shows, how like you know. Babyface heel dynamics
right.
that like how they're so you know and stuff that you're you know but bro, it's just like I can't really tell you like because I know everything now. I just know that I learned a lot sitting in that room with those kids. No, that was a beer drinker back then. Right. But yeah, just a very a wealth of knowledge. You know, I said
what was it that Dutch came at me in some fucking promo that he did about me?
It was that you had included him in your lawsuit against TNA.
Yeah, we did rain on that.
Right, and then he said some other shit that was not true,
right.
And I had to bake my boy.
Right.
But anyways, we still love you, Dutch.
Yeah. So next is from – well, Dutch doesn't love you. He loves me. He likes me. Right? So – but like here we are years later. This is, you know, everybody's yeah. like, you know. And the thing about this – like,
bro, I don't know how anybody at our age can have like – still have beefs with anybody.
Well, the funniest thing about Dutch, Jeff, me, Cornette, like, you know, it's like all of us that have different, Eric, even all right. of us that had different philosophies on wrestling,
right,
all are in agreement on the problems of the current product.
Right.
And it's like nobody wants to listen to us. They just want to, like, let's see, which is fascinating because we're like, you would think the people with that much knowledge in this business that have disagreed with each other for years all agree on one thing.
But here's the great,
it's like you would think, like, okay, maybe like they're right, you know? Right. So,
and in a business perspective, I mean, all you're doing is you're getting free advice, which is going to save you a lot of money and a lot mm-hmm. of headaches.
Right. Yo, Conan and Joe,
ew.
Breaking news. Manscaped is now selling beard products. That's right. They've gone from waist to face to help you replace that bulky razor with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Manscaped helps you get the golden rod of a Greek god. Now they've created the best tools for you to turn heads with a clean, perfectly groomed and conditioned beard. Finally tame your mane by going to manscaped.com and use our code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping. This kit is about to change your life. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit has made it easier than ever to craft your signature look. It will take your facial hair anywhere from Gandalf, the Great Wizard, to Totally Bare. You can even look like the ZZ Top guys if you want to. LaGrange, great song. You agree, Conan?
Tremendous.
It all starts with the Beard Hedger, and this thing is a juggernaut of fixing faces. It's waterproof, and its cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths, all with just one guard. Perfect. No more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. And like you heard that, no more drawers full of 20 different guards. It's just Thank one God. Guard. Perfect, yeah. So with 20 lengths, it's never so easy to find your beard look. Plus, the trimmer has a titanium-coated T-blade that is tough on the hair but smooth on your face. Do you know that I'm slim in the waist but cute in the face? Would you agree to that?
You are a Southern belle.
Yeah, the Pro Kit is much more than a trimmer, Joe. It comes with four dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care. And it has the beard shampoo and conditioner. All your hair is different. Your beard and hair is much more coarse and easier to damage. That's why they get a shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replenish your natural oils for promoting beard health. Well, then they have the beard oil, too. And this nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath. And they cap it off with the beard balm. So pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oils. Fantastic. And the beard kit also comes with three free gifts. Guess what they are? A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So get 20% off and free shipping with their code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use our code K100.
To Manscaped, which we love your products. We use them. We swear by them, okay?
Let me ask you a question. Sami Zayn follows you on Twitter, right?
Right.
You guys follow each other? Why don't you DM him our promo code here and see if he can
get
you that for his beard. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect, I think right? That's part of his personality right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so check out Manscaped. It brings you the most comfortable underwear you've ever tried. They got this leather bag that's awesome. Everything they do is high quality. So check out all their products at Manscaped. Boom.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
My dad works in B2B marketing.
He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nexus and Valentin, and the subject is K100 Talks response. Hey guys, just wanted to respond to your recent K100 Talks in Ukraine-Russia. Another reason for the invasion is an internal one. During the recent years, Putin's popularity wasn't at its peak, especially since the unpopular pension reform in 2018. Even if it's hard to tell by following the official sources, there were more tensions than usual before 2021 Russian legislative election, which were preceded by the new crackdown on protest organizers, and it continues to this day. So Putin wanted to repeat this 2014 popularity surge at the return of Crimea, as it's known in Russia. In 2011-2013, there were massive, by Russian standards at least, anti-Putin protests. During this time, Putin decided to be a president again and not let Medvedev serve a second term, which may seem like a potential threat to Putin because when there's the other guy having that kind of power, who knows what he might do. Medvedev proves his loyalty since then, but some former members of his inner circle are in jail now. So the whole Crimea thing that caused Putin's popularity to rise, and it seemed like he wanted to repeat something like this in 2022, especially when it wasn't obvious whether he will serve another presidential term or he will pick his successor as he's not getting any younger. Now it seems to me like Putin will stay in power after 2024. He really doesn't like to change things during problems, as it may seem as a sign of weakness. But who knows what's going to happen? There are people here who think that an unsuccessful war with Ukraine will cause NATO countries to attack and finish Russia, as it will be at its weakest. Sorry for the long-term email. That's Valentin from Russia.
Well, that's all true. Everything he said is true. And it's kind of funny because he put Medvedev in there. He actually put him in power. And I guess by the second term, he was thinking this guy's getting too much power and he may not want to relinquish right. it. So, you know, he got rid of him. And it's all true, everything he said in this email. Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is a great one here. Niall Foster, and the subject is Vince McMahon versus New Day. K100, your boy Teddy Hart started up a podcast about 3 weeks ago. Now it's vanished from the face of the earth. Do you know anything about this? Main question, a few days ago, news came out from Sean Rossett that Vince McMahon wanted to do a New Day breakup storyline for years, yet the guys kept refusing to do this. I think Vince was right because New Day's as stale gets. What do you guys think about the fact that Vince McMahon was told no by these guys? Do you think it's affected their careers and pushes? Also, could you please cut Billy off when he starts rambling about his wrestling opinions? He's never going to stop droning on about Cody Rhodes because he's a snowflake and can't handle that you guys keep explaining how he's wrong. Get his news and cut him off. I will say this, but Billy does have the amount of time that we've invested in his rants that have turned out to be inaccurate is considerable. Would you agree with that?
Yes, that's why is no ranting on the show.
He ranted last week. He told like these long-winded stories, but like, you know, whatever.
I saw that Teddy started a podcast with this guy named Rad Rob. You might remember that name.
Right, I remember that.
From where?
He used to be involved in like the Get My Go stuff. He was from the Rad Turtle show. He used to have
so why would I have heard of him if I don't listen?
I'm just
to
saying
that.
You might remember him from being mentioned on this show or being
I don't even remember
made fun him of or whatever. But I saw that it was taken down by YouTube. They tried to put it on YouTube and YouTube took it down. So I don't know what the reasoning was, but
well, maybe sometimes you don't even need a reason.
Teddy's a controversial guy.
I don't know about the accuracy of Vince McMahon wanting – bro, if Vince McMahon wanted to break up New Day, New Day would have been broken up, right? He's either going to say no to the boss when he's – yeah, I don't know. I question that story, you know?
I'm going to play devil's advocate and just say this, that imagine if, you know, maybe he went to whoever he goes into his inner circle and goes, what do you think about me breaking up, you know, New Day? And he's like, well, they make a lot of money on merchandising more right. than this guy and this guy and this guy. And not only that, it may look bad that a 75-year-old billionaire is fucking with some black guys' careers right now at this time, you know, during George Floyd or whatever the fuck.
These are always
Black Lives Matter.
Right. Yeah. Bro, we're in a time where it's like, oh, you don't want to bring that up. It's like,
right.
Really? I mean, you don't think that may have come into the conversation? It's like, why can't – it's like you want to be able to freely talk about stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like that's one thing that troubles me, you know? So, okay, next is Ryan DeMone. The subject is, who is Don Tony? There's some podcaster named Don Tony that is taking credit for Conan getting the kidney from years ago. Now he's taking shots and passive-aggressively talking about how he won't ever help anyone again. Did this guy donate his kidney, and has he tried to help you, Don Tony?
No, he didn't donate his kidney. What he did is him and this lady. Remember that she's from the East Coast, Georgia, Macropolis?
Macropolis, yeah.
So when they found out that I had you know, kidney problems, and I was, and Impact was not helping me pay for it. They started like a GoFundMe back then. There was no such thing as it, but just like donations.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that he helped also. And, you know, I've always thanked him and her. So
well, he's making it sound like he won't ever, that you didn't. Well, publicly just say, are you saying thank you to Don Tony for helping you out?
Of course.
In the past?
Okay, thank you very much, Don Tony. And I've said it before.
So there we go. That should nip that in the bud.
Just like that, right?
So, next is from C. Allen. Subject is WrestleMania. You know, fuck Don Tony. No. Then we play a soundbite like with the camera when the cameras are off. It's like fuck that guy. Next is from C. Allen. The subject is WrestleMania 40. Hello, K100 crew. My question is regarding next year's WrestleMania. If you think there's a match at 39 that could lead to a feud lasting till 40, my pick is Theory versus Cena. I can see Theory beating Cena. Cena standing away for you, and either coming back to cost Theory in the Rumble to set up a grudge match, or even winning the Rumble and challenging Theory for the title at 40. Either Cena avenges loss in 39 and breaks Ric Flair's world record, or he loses and is forced to retire. What do you guys think? Thanks. I mean, you know, that's on the table.
It's all dependent on Cena's schedule and whether or not they want to do that story.
I don't even want to talk about that.
All of those things work. The only thing I would never do is force him to retire. That's not a good look for a babyface.
Right. Next is from Adj Grucott. The subject is NFL into the PL. The NFL turning into the EPL. How do the crew, as we say in Blighty, with free agency in the NFL seeing some crazy trades and huge paydays, do you think the win-now mentality has taken over the steady build approach? Coupled with frequent firings of coaches barely seen through a year, bears a similar feel to how a Premier League works. Managers sacked and replaced all too often. What are your thoughts on this? On a side note, lately I found myself constantly rewatching early 80s sci-fi classic over and over and over. I guess I must be addicted to the Blade Runner.
Mm.
Boom. Adj Telford.
Suspended before, so give him an extra week.
Ooh, 2 weeks.
That's no good, Adj.
Nice try.
The EPL, bro, the EPL fires managers left and right, you know? Right. Like, this was hysterical. There was a, What team is this? Brentford, who did Arsenal play this week? Brentford, I think. So Brentford. Hang on. Whoever Arsenal played this past week, right? This weekend, they had a. They went 3 games, okay, without getting a shot on goal. Like in soccer, that's 270 minutes. It was like 290 minutes altogether, or something like that, with extra time and stuff. Just it's a ridiculous amount of time, not even ever getting a shot on goal. So they got rid of the manager, right? And they fired the manager before the Arsenal game. But the manager was like an Arsenal legend, like a former Arsenal legend. So like Arsenal had extra motivation to like beat this team for embarrassing, like firing their legend, you know, before the game, and they beat him like 4-1. So it's like, you know, but yeah, if you didn't in the EPL, if you're getting relegated, if you're the relegated, they get rid of you. Like these owners are paying money to keep them up because you lose a massive amount of money if you get relegated.
Just so you know, the team they played was Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace, right? Yeah, and but yeah, they interesting. But
they're
NFL
still in first place, right?
Right, but the NFL is kind of weird because, bro, there's only like a handful of coaches. Okay, let's talk about the coaches that are bulletproof. That even if they have a bad year this year, there's no way the team should fire them because of their success over the years. Bill Belichick. Let's go with what's his name? The Ravens.
The guy from Harbaugh. Kansas City.
John Harbaugh. Okay.
Reed.
Andy Reid. Me and Mad would disagree on this, but I still say Mike Tomlin. Okay.
Yes, I would agree.
Who else we got in there? They've been around for a while. Oh, I'd say the Green Bay Packer guy. I would not get rid of him. He's a winner. Yeah, no, not McCarthy. The LaFleur.
LaFleur, my bad.
Right, yeah. We'll see how he does, especially if he does well with no Aaron Rodgers this year.
Yeah,
you know?
But I do think he's not bulletproof. I think they will get rid of him.
Could, but I wouldn't. And Sean, what's his name? The Rams guy. I wouldn't get rid of him either.
Yeah.
You know? You could just – Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan. There's no way you're getting rid of Kyle Shanahan. That's like those are guys that like you have them. If they have a bad year, it's probably by accident or injuries or something. But like they've proven – that if they're your coach, you're in the mix to win the Super Bowl that year if things go right. You know,
Sean McVay,
right? Yeah,
and you know what? Now that Sean Payton didn't he?
Yeah, right. Him too. I would never give it right. Yeah, yeah, right. Yes, he's back. He's back in it now, right? Right. Yeah, interesting question there. Even though you're suspended for 2 more weeks, so buddy.
That's tremendous.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. So start your free trial of SiriusXM today. Visit SiriusXM.com/believe.